Children's Podcast. Married with Channels Podcast.
Yeah.
Is back after a long hiatus.
Because we have children and they are in charge.
Where we got divorced, remarried, and now we're back at it.
Well, that's some dramatic
drama. Well, that's way better than
just too tired and busy.
It's mostly our children's fault, so, you know, we'll just always blame the kids. It really is their fault, though.
Let's catch up on a couple shows we wanted to talk about that we were not able to get to.
Some fringe players.
So just some basic, what I said earlier, 30,000 foot view.
All right.
Of shows like Dead to Me.
Yes.
Christina Applegate.
Yeah, we briefly touched on this one with the, was it the Emmy nominations?
Back off the mic a little.
Oh, like hey. Here?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, the Emmy nominations. Yeah. Railed on Game of Thrones about that.
Yeah. I like this show. I like it.
Dead to Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a good show, and it's, I like that at the beginning of the the end of the first episode, I'm trying to catch up on the IMDb here on you had quite a bit of, you had a nice little like, oh, surprise at the end. And then the rest of the season didn't turn out to be like, when is she going to find out it was Judy who killed her husband?
Yeah, I love those two characters. I love the story. I love, yeah, that you didn't have to have this kind of thing hanging that they revealed that to her and how she deals with that, you know?
Yeah. You know, another good thing about it, and it's going to sound kind of politically correct and all that, but it's a show starring borderline 50-year-old women. You know, pushing 50,
yeah,
mid-40s.
Yeah, like them both, though. I mean, I always have. Like, I like Christina Applegate. She's done a few shows, you know, here and there, or appearances or whatnot, where she just gives really good performance.
Yeah, she's good.
Solid performance.
She's funny. She's proven that in Anchorman and that one show with Will Arnett that didn't last very long.
Yeah.
And this show, she shows the dramatic chops. She can deliver a tear when needed.
Sure.
And I don't know what it is about that one gal who plays Judy.
Linda Cardellini?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's something about her. She's hot.
Yeah, I've always kind of liked her. I remember first seeing her on Legally Blonde. And she had such a minor role in that movie, but...
Yeah.
I've always kind of liked her. I think she is really good and probably didn't get enough roles in her lifetime either. So it's great to see these two ladies bringing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and not to just make it Cardellini, you know, like she's just hot. She's a really good actor. Like, I like that she can switch between kind of naive type of person, kind of, I don't want to say simple, but naive and kind of innocent, outwardly innocent.
Yeah, she seems kind of pure-hearted.
Yeah.
You know, and like just genuinely a good person or tries to be a good person. And, you know, now she doesn't have to live with the guilt of that secret anymore. I also like this show because it brings some other things to the table too, like... There's some funny stuff where, you know, Christina Applegate plays a mom who is legit struggling with her kids. Like, and who doesn't do that on the daily?
Right.
I mean, as they all kind of wade through this thing of grief. But I also like some of the supporting characters, too, in that storyline, like with the mother-in-law. That's kind of funny. And, you know... Some of the nursing home characters, just some of the supporting actors really kind of bring some good stuff to the table, too.
Yeah. So. No, James Marsden, he's doing good.
Yeah.
I'm a little sad the Ed Asner character died off.
Yeah.
Just because I'm an Asner fan.
Sure.
But, you know, it's a good show. It just is. And I'm curious to see what happens on the second season. She obviously knows that Judy was at least in the car. I forget, was she driving the car or was James Marsden's character?
Judy was driving the car.
Okay. So I think she essentially, Christina Applegate's character, knows all that.
Right.
So there's no big secrets anymore, I don't think.
No, but now there's the wild card of the dead guy in the pool. That's how they left it. Was James Marsden's character
shot dead
in the pool. And that's what are these ladies going to do?
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Can we move on to The Boys?
Yeah.
The Boys, I was really excited to watch this show. And when they previewed it and I watched the trailer, and I got to say, it was a good show.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
I like it a lot.
I like the flipping on its head. These superheroes are essentially bad guys.
I love it too, because I honestly got so saturated with all the superhero movies that I just really lost interest quite a while back.
Yeah.
It's just too much and I'm over just don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was a refreshing twist on superheroes, which I really, really loved. And there's some really great actors in this as well, and most of them I don't even think I've ever heard of. So
true,
surprising, but awesome.
Yeah, like who knew? I mean, obviously IMDb it, but I didn't know until about episode 4 or 5. I finally looked and found out the who's the superhero guy's name? The Patriot Man.
Oh, Homelander.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's essentially Australian. Or from New Zealand.
Well, and I didn't know that that was Dennis Quaid's kid. I kept looking at him like, God, he looks familiar.
He looks
Why do I know his face? Like, why does he look so familiar to me? And then I was like, Quaid. Oh, that's why. He's got like his dad's crooked smile, you know?
Yeah, he's got his dad's chin.
Yeah.
The crooked smile.
Yeah.
You know what else is interesting about The Boys is... you know, the superheroes are kind of the bad guys.
Right.
But it's also kind of interesting because a lot of them are doing stuff that you would do if you had those powers. Like if you're Homelander and you feel vindictive and you want somebody to silence, you're going to fly up and you're going to I-beam their plane in half midair.
Are you though? Come on.
If you had superpowers like that, you would be doing all sorts of stuff.
I would be Starlight and using them for good.
Bullshit.
Okay, well, that's where you and I are different.
You would be using Starlight powers for something, even if it's for like opening the cans for dinner with your superpowers. You'd be doing something not altruistic.
Okay, well, you made it sound like, no, you'd be using your powers for evil. No. Opening cans is one thing, but slicing planes in half would be vindictive.
Look, would I slice a plane in half for somebody I didn't want either testifying against me or whatever? Probably not, but, you know, if I had the X-ray vision going on and some hot chick walks by, maybe. Obviously I wouldn't because I'm married to you.
Uh-huh.
And I love you so much.
Yeah, thanks. There's some really interesting characters there, and there's some really interesting storylines. The Deep will be a funny one. That's funny. It's like he tries to do good things, but he just keeps messing up.
Was it a little creepy when they showed his gills, right?
Yeah.
That was a little like, yeah. And then the one girl's like getting off by putting her hands in his gills.
Yeah. That was a little oof. Yeah.
What I'm curious about is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in the graphic novels, the character of who's the guy who's dressed all in black? I can't think of the character's name, but I think he'll probably come into play next season somehow. He's silent, doesn't have any words. He almost looks like Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe. It's something really simple too, like The Dark or something like that. Anyway, so I think he'll probably factor into next season in some regard.
Black Noir?
Yeah, there you go.
Ah.
That wasn't too simple, but
no.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious we haven't watched a show in probably a good 2 months.
Yeah.
I think that premiered July. Probably finished that up early, mid-August. Here it is, October.
Yeah. I know. Life, children, summer break.
So the ending of that show, and there's going to be spoilers here, is it ended with Homelander taking Billy Butcher to the house where his wife lives with her kid, presumably Homelander's kid.
Yes.
He's the father of Billy Butcher's wife's kid.
Right. And the whole time we kind of, I almost assumed that she was dead. I mean, we know she vanished without a trace or whatnot, and he believed that she was still out there and alive, and now he knows that and sees that for himself. That will be very interesting.
Yeah, and the it was always implied that, well, not always, but I think, what, episode 6, 7, there's that footage of her, you know, they said Homelander raped her,
mm-hmm.
and then she came out of that one room where she was with him,
mm-hmm.
and she's kind of disheveled and
mm-hmm.
trying to put herself together a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, and in hindsight's 20/20, she doesn't really have a look on her face of, or look of like, oh my God, I feel so violated and I feel so ashamed and taken advantage of, and he raped me.
Right.
It was more like, oh, I hope nobody sees me. I'm kind of embarrassed.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm reading too much in some grainy security cam footage.
Well, and you never know, like, what they had on her or what, you know, because that was part of, like, her political, or not her political, it was part of her career. You know, her aspirations were to, you know, advance herself and...
Butcher's wife?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, wasn't she working for the company? Remember they had a flashback at a Christmas party?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was like some accountant or marketing person?
I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Her position there. But, you know, it's kind of a little nod of like, did she do something thinking it was going to be self-serving? You know, hopefully not. But the other alternative is, was it forced upon her? You know, hopefully not. You know? Right. So.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. You know, there's some of those. I mean, there's the cliffhanger that'll get you tuned in for season 2.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Again, other supporting characters that are just great. The female, like, doesn't speak really, but. Just a great character. Like, what's her deal? What's her story? You know?
I want to see more of her.
Yeah.
And I want to see her doing more ass kicking.
Yeah. I think that she's going to be their secret weapon, you know? Like, like the only way that they can get to or destroy some of these corrupt superheroes.
Yeah. I like that character. The only thing I don't like about the female is she has superpowers, essentially.
Yeah.
And I think one of the fundamental beauties of the show is you have good guys with no superpowers trying to take down essentially bad guys with superpowers. Mm-hmm. I think that's a fascinating concept.
Because it's the underdog. You're rooting for the underdog.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, how do I, you know, Moose living in Des Moines, Iowa, regular guy, slightly overweight, body mass index of probably 25%. How do I even fathom taking down Superman because he's a piece of shit? You know, where do you start?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's some connections there with Billy Butcher having some CIA connections. You know, you find a way, but I think that's pretty fascinating how essentially normies are trying to take down the superheroes.
Oops, sorry.
You should be. How dare you? I don't know what you did.
These cords into the metal. Sorry.
It's not exactly ideal. But anyway, should we wrap up the boys?
Yeah.
Any other thoughts?
Well, yeah. Sorry, what's Jack Quaid's character's name? I only know
Huey.
Huey, thank you. the Huey Starlight character storyline will be interesting because I can't tell if they really like each other. It seems like whenever you start to feel like, oh, maybe they like each other, then he kind of has a flashback of his girlfriend that was murdered by A-Train. So that kind of almost gets in the way of anything blossoming as far as romance, friendship, whatnot occurring.
Yeah, I kind of hope they don't get together. I mean, they're already kind of boyfriend girl. I think they slept together.
Yeah.
I kind of don't want that to happen. I mean, I do only if they break up and yet there's still complications there.
I think
that adds something to the story and to the characters. But if they're just like going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, which obviously if they are, it's going to be kind of complicated. They're going to have their ups and downs. But I just don't want that to happen.
They're too obvious.
It's too obvious. Yeah. They're too pretty.
I don't think,
too perfect.
I don't think it will, because I think that, you know, Butcher's using Huey's connection to get intel or whatever suits their purpose. And then I think she's going to feel used by Huey for that reason.
Yeah.
And trouble in paradise, you know.
I think it'd be more interesting if Starlight was dating Billy Butcher. I think that'd be more interesting. In a way, like he's kind of, he doesn't want to date her because he hates the superheroes, but something about her draws him in and he can't resist. And it's just not a fit that works, but it'd be super interesting.
For me, there's too much of an age gap there. Like he seems much older, wiser, more mature. She's like barely out of high school, right?
It's kind of like Dennis Quaid's fiance. Did you see that?
No.
As we're getting off a little tangent here, he is 65.
Yes.
He just got engaged to his 26-year-old girlfriend. 40-year difference, Dennis Quaid.
You know.
At first, as the man, I'm like, you go, Dennis Quaid. But then I'm like, what are you going to talk about?
And maybe she's really mature for her age.
Shut up. Like nobody's, no.
So I don't know.
That's 40 years.
I know. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they don't talk.
What does Jack Quaid say to her when he sees her?
Oh, that would be
weird.
Are
her
they
mom?
Like the same age?
They're pretty close.
Ugh. Okay, so I had a parent date somebody my age, and that's not even that big of an age difference, but I hated it. It was like, ew, like you're dating somebody who's my age? That's
Wait,
disgusting.
Who? What parent? Your parent?
Yeah, I'm not going to say which
oh,
one.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was short.
It was very short, but still I was like, ew, no, that's weird.
Anything else on the boys besides Dennis Quaid dating somebody 40 years younger to him?
I used to have a huge crush on Dennis Quaid growing up.
Oh, like, every girl did.
Oh my gosh.
Look at the guy's like got the $1 million smile and he's so charming.
So I kind of feel a little bit of that with Jack a little bit when he smiles. I'm like, oh, he's so cute and adorable. And that curly hair a little bit.
I don't see any Meg Ryan in him.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Maybe the eyes, but yeah, he's all Dennis Quaid
for the most part. Since you brought it up with Dead to Me, I would like to say, like, it's nice seeing Elizabeth Shue act again as well.
Yeah.
Like, I was a big fan of hers for a long time.
May her character rest in peace.
Yeah.
I feel like we can do spoilers on that because that show's been out for three plus months now.
Sure.
So moving on to The Sinner.
All right. Let's do that.
Just finished The Sinner season 2.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, it's the season 1 was the Jessica Biel show. I like the concept of The Sinner in that the suspect already essentially admits to the murder. It's just finding out why.
Yeah.
How did this happen and why, what propelled this person to do murder?
Yeah, because on the outside, it seems like why that person shouldn't have done that. What, you know, what prompted that? And then you kind of dig through and dig deeper and deeper and figure out the why as it goes along. And yeah, motive is a big thing.
Yeah. And we're focusing mostly on season 2 here.
Sure.
which is the one where the boy murders the two. At least in the beginning, you think that those are his parents. Turns out they're not. Anyway, kid confesses to it. A whole long thing about this community in the northern New York area, where it's essentially a cult. They have their own belief system and ways of doing things. And
yeah, kind of a commune.
Yeah. With Carrie Coon as the leader, proprietor. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she, at first when they started going down the, oh, this is a cult type of route, I was like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like that annoyed with it, but it was like, okay, well, we'll see where this goes. But it all worked out, I thought. I like that the Carrie Coon character initially you're led to believe is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Not really the bad guy, though.
Right. Just a mom.
Yeah. Made some mistakes, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, you could argue, is kind of the good guy in that she, not good guy, but, you know, she tried to protect the kid and shield him and other people from what the founder of this cult, shall we say, was mm-hmm. kind of leading down a road of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was doing like a sacrifice of an animal. And
yeah, and I think the viewer was led to believe that the kid would be the next step, the next sacrifice. And so she, I think, was trying to thwart that and protect him.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the founder of it? The guy who wrote the book that...
They said in dialogue that he just left. But I don't know. I'll have to kind of go back again, maybe.
That was a thread that was left untied, I thought. They found the body in the lake, in the car. And initially, everybody thought that was Marin.
Mm. Was that the guy then?
It was not, because they said it. No, it was just a... They never said who it was.
Okay.
They said it was a young woman's body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was no even hint that it was the guy who founded the... compound, the cult.
Yeah, I don't know. They said he just took off, according to Carrie Coon's character, Vera.
I missed that part.
Yeah.
Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah, it was like great.
He plays vulnerable and kind of conflicted very well.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you were saying?
Oh, well, it's good to see some of his character's backstory, like... why he is so off.
Yeah.
And his history and kind of him working through some of that. It was another good performance by him. I do have to say, though, that the kind of the thing that was revealed at the end, I already kind of picked up on that pretty, like, much earlier. Like,
what thing?
Well, should I say the spoiler?
Yeah. Okay. It's been on Netflix for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're super far behind. But
yeah.
The fact that Julian was Heather's dad's kid, like,
right.
There was a point where he was getting really angry and defensive with Harry and like yelling at him, like, just let it go, you know? And it's like, why is he being like that? Like, this is his friend who he knows is a detective who he hasn't seen for a long time. Like, and his daughter is a police officer. So, you know, why is he trying to tell everybody to just leave it alone, you know?
Yeah.
And he was also, I kind of picked up on that pretty early. And like, I bet you he has something to do with something there, you know, at the commune.
Oh. And it was almost kind of, and this is probably because of hindsight, again, you know, he was very gracious to Harry and very, you know, jovial and friendly and, hey, buddy, shucks, hang out, have a drink with me. And, you know, let's go, I forget what, fishing tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
And it's almost like he just wants him to kind of convince him, like, there's no way I could be involved in any of this because I'm so gracious and nice to you, Harry.
Yeah.
But I think that's mostly hindsight. It's not like a flag went up when he was being super nice and friendly.
Gotcha.
I do like the kind of twist there that, you know, it's Heather's dad
who was
you know, integral to the plot and to what happened.
Yes.
But I come to find that the show is called The Sinner because of Harry Ambrose. Like, he's the sinner.
Oh.
Like, the first season, remember, he kept going to the dominatrix woman.
Uh-huh.
And she'd choke him up or whatever, you know. And this season, he's, you know, we find out that he was, you know, he set the house on fire when he was a kid.
Sure.
So, that's interesting, I thought.
Yeah. Another theme that was kind of interesting for me that I thought about was Vera Walker, Carrie Coon's character, was very controlling. She had dirt on people. She could manipulate people. She, you know, she also took marching orders from people as well. But in the end, she had to let go of that control of Julian, of her kid. She had to let that go. Like,
yeah.
And that moment where she kind of realizes, like, that they have to go back and turn themselves in, that, you know, like, I'm not in control here, you know? And as a parent, that it becomes so apparent. Like, I thought I was all in control, but no, our kids are in control. Like, totally. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. Like, she's such a control freak and can kind of get people to bend.
Yeah, but towards the end, she relinquished a lot of control.
Yeah.
It seemed like it started when she kind of put some trust in Harry.
Yeah. Yeah, because in the beginning, you're kind of led to believe that she's the puppet master pulling the strings, the bad guy, per se, like you said. And then, yes, as it goes along, that kind of shift of power, it's not really her. You know, they said, like, Heather's dad was paying her, you know, monthly to take care of Julian and Silence and, you know.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. So.
No, the sinner, I definitely think. I like season two better than season one.
Yeah, I think I like this one better too.
Yeah, season one was fine. It was okay.
Yeah.
But season two was more interesting, and I just thought there was more character stuff.
Yeah.
That, especially with Harry.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Anything else? Any other shows?
We've been watching Goliath. I'm going to talk about that one.
Briefly?
Yeah.
Since we're only
two, three
episodes in to third season.
Yeah. I like this one.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know what I think about this.
Yeah.
It's a little trippy. It's a little out there.
It is.
And it's not just because the table of the dudes peyote or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
There's just some kind of, I mean, there's the scene where Billy McBride is in his car and he's tripping balls because I think he got dosed.
Yeah.
On the highway.
Yeah.
There's that. I mean, the fact that the whole show starts with a woman running out and falling into a sinkhole that just happens.
Yeah.
That's a little out there. You got the underground drilling stuff. It's, I'm struggling to describe it, like why I think it's a little trippy.
But sure.
There's definitely some odd stuff going on.
Sure.
Oh, like the twins, you know, what's her name? Amy Brenneman's twin sons, you know, the one who keeps driving her around.
Yeah.
You know, there's a good one and then there's maybe a bad one or maybe he's, I don't know.
And then like,
it almost has a Twin Peaks vibe going on with it.
Yeah. Well, and then too, like, I don't quite understand, like, they're supposed to be siblings, but there's like a weird vibe going on there. When she was in the bathroom when he was taking a bath with the toaster. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah. Dennis Quaid.
And I was like, okay, they're supposed to be brother and sister, but there's like this weird tension thing going on here. And I don't know if I felt that way because like, ooh, is she going to drop the toaster in the tub, you know, and kill him? But I was like, but why would she do that? You know, I don't know. It was just a weird scene.
So she's essentially kind of the puppet master here, right? That's where we're going.
You think.
That's where we're they're kind of leading us down.
Yeah, I guess, but
yeah, I mean, I like it's okay. I think I've based on the first two, three episodes. How many watched? Two or three? I'd say based on the two or three episodes of this season versus the last season and the season before, I think I enjoyed the first two so far.
Sure.
Maybe with this one kind of going a little bit out there a little further, it's going to pay off big time in the end.
Sure. I think what I love most about this season, again, is those extra characters like Patty. I love Patty's character. That's just so great. Like her television appearance. I just wanted to die laughing. That is so funny. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, she's really good.
Yeah. And, you know, all the supporting characters, like even Billy's daughter and now there's I forget who plays her, but the lady in the casino that talks to him all the time, like
Ilana Douglas.
Yeah.
Rita.
Yeah, I love that character.
Something's up with her.
Yes, something is up with her.
There's another example, like kind of trippiness.
Yeah.
Where like she's this very talkative, connected,
yes,
kind of goofy barfly.
Yeah.
Who's taken a shining to Billy McBride. To me, that's like, okay, that's a red flag. Also, why is he staying in that hotel?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would you? I mean, I don't know how far it is from his place in Santa Monica or whatever, but you can't find a Hilton Garden Inn down the street, you know?
I don't know. Maybe
something that isn't controlled by the guy you're trying to take down.
But that's kind of Billy McBride Maverick way. Like, I'm not scared of you. I'm going to take you down through the court system and the law. And he just kind of doesn't shy away from those things that most people would run away from.
Well, there's Billy McBride being a maverick. Then there's just stupid, you know?
Okay.
I just don't agree with that decision on his part, but maybe there's a strategy there that will be revealed.
I mean, after he got dosed and went on his little acid trip there, I sure wouldn't be staying or drinking there or doing anything.
You think you'd settle up on the pay-per-view tab at the front desk and check out?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. It is a little different, but all right.================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ Yeah.
I like that. I like the relationship with the hooker.
Brittany.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Brittany Gold.
The receptionist gal who showed up a little bit this season.
Yeah.
His daughter hasn't been there except for maybe one brief scene.
Right.
Which tells me she's probably shooting a pilot for some other show or something. But we haven't seen them much. And I like Billy and his girls.
Yeah, like his that, team. And
I like that chemistry. I like that interaction between him and his girls.
Sure.
His ladies.
Sure. And Marva is the secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's missing some of that, too. And I like that it was set in Santa Monica. And I like, and you can't keep playing the same beats. I get that. But I like that he's working out of a motel room on what? Santa Monica Boulevard, sure. Whatever the hell.
Sure.
And he's got that dive bar right there, you know, that he can go to anytime. I just like that setting. And it's missing something by not being there and by not having his
entourage.
His entourage.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of agree. Like, I love those characters, and I think they help make Billy the hero, you know?
Yeah, and it's like they're his better angels.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, is he was kind of fucked up the first season or two.
Yeah.
And now he seems to have his head on pretty straight. He's not getting soused. You know, he's not making bad decisions, really. So, and they're usually the ones that kind of keep him straight or bring some reason back to him. And that's not really going on this season.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't hate it. It's fine. I'm liking it.
Sure.
I just think the first two have been better so far.
Yeah.
Just one man's opinion.
Gotcha.
So, well, we still got probably another 6 episodes to go.
Yeah, a lot can happen. And
on the Goliath.
Who knows?
I do like that the William Hurt character is back.
I almost didn't like that. I was like, really? I don't. I mean, it makes sense that, you know, Dennis Quaid's character would hire a lawyer to, yeah,
you know, take him down.
Well, or just in case, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't like that it was him.
I do, in the sense that Billy got him really good at the end of season 1.
Yeah.
And William Hurt's character, and I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I don't know either.
He's probably had a big old chip on his shoulder. Like, that's
Donald
been a whole.
Donald Cooperman.
Oh, there you go. Donald Cooperman.
Yeah, sorry, I have it pulled up.
So I like that he is back, and, you know, that adds another twist. Because you got him, and you got the assets and resources of the Blackwood Almond Farm and Water, Blackwood County Water, whatever.
Board,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So that makes for a formidable enemy against Billy, ergo the Goliath against Billy's David.
Yeah, I just thought the Goliath was already that family and sure. That, you know, intertwining with the casino and the, what's the Native American character?
Little Crow?
Okay, I was going to say something Crow, the Crow? I don't know.
I get what you're saying, but I look at it as like Goliath got supersized.
I don't know. It was just kind of like, he already had the weird, awkward encounter with Marisol. Do you remember that at the party? Like now, so you brought back a character from last season, and then you bring him back one from the first season. And I don't know. Like, why do you need to do that? Can't Little we just crow, move yeah. on with our
yeah.
lives?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's another reason why this season is. I don't know. I wonder if they get a new showrunner, a new head writer. Because I know David E. Kelly was the guy who did it, created this, and wrote the first season. And maybe they got new writers this season and a showrunner or somebody.
I don't know.
But Billy Bob Thornton's wig looking on point. Looks fine. There's been a couple movies and shows where he's like, ugh.
Yeah.
I think it was a Bad News Bears remake where his hairpiece was like, oh, God, they just grayed out a squirrel's tail and put it on his head.
You notice those things more so than I do. I didn't even really notice.
Because I'm very superficial.
Are you?
Very judgmental and superficial.
Are you?
That's what I do.
Oh, man.
Yeah, don't get me started on those earrings.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, let's wrap this up.
All right. We'll see how long it takes us for our kids to interfere with the next podcast.
We'll see you in 6 months.
That's right.
On the next episode of Married with Channels. I'm Moose.
I'm Jody.
Hopefully we'll see you.
Hopefully.
Bye.
Bye.